unexpected that can affect us negatively.
Oh, now I understand.
To avoid that risk, you can also insure with A-Plus General Insurance. Call us on +260-955-770-70, email info@aplusgeneral.co.zm. Visit us on plot number 402 Roma Park, Zambezi Road, Lusaka.
This is the Sunday Mellow Madness. The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
Zambia, you did it! The Absa Marathon is officially sold out. 7,000 elite and social runners from Zambia and beyond are ready to tell their story on the 6th of September. But this race is bigger than just running. Together with World Vision, we're fighting menstrual poverty to keep thousands of girls in school. Visit absamarathonzambia.co.zm and click on the Mzinga World Vision Challenge. Your story matters. Absa.
State Health highlights strong economic growth under UPND leadership over the past 4 years. IBA cracks down on 4 stations for broadcasting misleading religious and healing programs. In global news, Russia blames nuclear site attack on Ukraine as Kyiv marks Independence Day. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. State Health says Zambia's economy has shown strong growth over the past 4 years under the UPND government, reflecting growing confidence in the country's economic stability and potential for future development. Reflecting on the UPND's government's performance in the last 4 years, State Health Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaka has noted that significant strides have been made in key areas, including economic growth, education, agriculture, and national unity. Mr. Hamasaka has highlighted that the landmark debt restructuring agreement has unlocked critical resources for growth, job creation, and essential services. He further explains that this bill has provided government with fiscal flexibility, enabling it to invest in priority sectors such as education, healthcare, and infrastructure, thereby fostering economic expansion and job opportunities. Mr. Hamasaka also pointed to the $86 billion in investment pledges secured by the government, with over $12 billion already realized, underscoring the growing confidence in Zambia's economy prospects and its capacity to generate sustainable opportunities for its citizens. Meanwhile, Mr. Hamasaka says Zambia has achieved its largest maize harvest in history under the UPND government, strengthening the country's food security and ensuring stable supply. The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has taken regulatory action against 4 broadcasting stations for continuing to air religious and traditional healer programs that mislead the public, promote superstition, and exploit the emotional and financial vulnerabilities of audiences. IBA Director Corporate Communication Katendi Wandi says the 4 non-compliant stations have been directed to immediately review and suspend all misleading religious or traditional healer programs that have not undergone adequate editorial scrutiny. Ms. Wandi says the stations have also been directed to stop airing content featuring individuals making unverifiable, misleading, or fear-inducing claims. She has reiterated that broadcasting content promoting claims such as magic money, bringing back lost lovers, miraculous healing, or guaranteed job opportunities is a breach of the IBA Act, relevant licensing conditions, and the authority's standard operating procedures.
Such content undermines public trust, exploits audience vulnerabilities, and violates the ethical standards required of licensed broadcasters. We also wish to remind stations that failure to comply attracts regulatory sanctions as outlined in the guidelines for handling and enforcement of compliance breaches. As IBS, we remain committed to promoting responsible broadcasting throughout the country.
Chipangali Town Council Chairperson Maxson Nkoma has clarified that the council was not involved in the recruitment of the seven beneficiaries under the Zambia National Service ZNS Volunteer Program. Mr. Nkoma says he received news that the recruitment exercise had already taken place without the involvement of the council, despite the council as the paying authority responsible for all Constituency Development Fund CDF programs playing a central role in such processes. He explains that the normal procedure for recruitment should have allowed interested members of the public to apply through the CDF committee of the council, after which the committee would sit, deliberate, and recommend names to be submitted to ZNS. Mr. Nkoma has since appealed to members of the public who have been making inquiries at the council to remain calm as the council seeks further clarification from government on how this process was conducted. Yesterday, Defence Minister Ambrose Lufuma said the selected youths, comprising three females and four males from each constituency, will undergo medical tests and assessment of their educational qualifications starting from Monday, August 25, 2025.
I wish to distance the council from involvement in the ZNS volunteer recruitment process. The council, despite being central in administering all CDF programs, was not involved in this exercise. I therefore wish to refer all those that are sending queries to my office about this recruitment process, that they may wish to visit the office of the district commissioner, who is the representative of central government, to provide more details about this process.
In more news, the Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, is calling on the Ministry of Health to promote gender-sensitive policies and foster a more diverse and inclusive health workforce. Organization Director General Quince Mwabu notes that women comprise over 70% of the healthcare workforce, yet being significantly underrepresented in leadership positions, which needs to be addressed to unlock the full potential of Zambia's healthcare system. Dr. Mwabu says the persistent gender gap in leadership roles not only limits the sector's potential for excellence, but also deprives it of the diverse perspectives, skills, and experiences that women leaders bring to the table. He is of the view that by empowering women to lead in healthcare, Zambia can enhance healthcare delivery and patient outcomes. Dr. Mwabu says a more inclusive leadership landscape in the health sector will not only benefit women, but also the entire healthcare system, leading to better patient care and improved health outcomes.
The persistent gender gap in leadership roles not only limit the sector's potential for excellence, but also deprive it of the diverse perspectives, skills and experience that women leaders bring to the table. So by empowering women to lead in the healthcare, Zambia can enhance healthcare delivery and patient outcomes, promote gender-sensitive policies and programs, and foster a more diverse and inclusive health workforce.
In another news story, political analyst Dr. Houston Chiputa has advised the ruling UPND to critically assess the grassroots support of its sitting members of parliament before deciding to adopt them as candidates in the 2026 general elections. This follows recent remarks by UPND deputy spokesperson Elvis Nkandu, who hinted at the party's preference to retain most of its current MPs, citing their alignment with President Hakainde Hichilema's development agenda as a strategic advantage over new aspirants who would require them to adjust. However, Dr. Chiputa has cautioned that retaining MPs should not be based solely on loyalty or internal alignment, but on tangible performance and engagement with constituencies. He has stressed that effective use of the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, is a key indicator of an MP's commitment to driving development at the community level. Dr. Chiputa has further emphasized the importance of consistent interaction with the electorate, warning that MPs who become detached from the grassroots risk being voted out. He also advised the UPND to closely monitor the activities of opposition candidates, noting that some have already established a strong presence on the ground and may pose serious challenges to incumbent MPs.
as an MP, one needs to be on the ground, always listening to the people and...